He walks with us a Wednesday. Bin. Their series, week 2. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. That same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. Luke 24:13. My wife and I just returned back from a cruise during spring break. We drove down the first day, and since we didn't have a hotel, my wife suggested to just pull over in a random parking lot and sleep in our car. Did I also mention that my wife is really cheap too? We ended up driving around, looking for a suitable and safe place to sleep for the night. After we parked in Savannah, Georgia, we took a late stroll down by the water. Turns out when you don't have a bed, you're not in that big of a hurry to sleep. We didn't know where we were and felt a little lost. Nobody likes to feel lost, but there's some excitement in new adventures too. Well, maybe not the eating Lunchables at midnight and wondering if you're going to get murdered part. Once Jesus joined two confused guys as they walked home from Jerusalem. They engaged in a lively conversation with Jesus and even invited him to dinner. And just when they started to eat, they realized who he was. It's a great story. And it's true. Which takes us back to our look at Jesus' life, his brief, torn up, broken, beautiful life. The man who history labels as one of the greatest people who ever lived, some even say the greatest, clearly identified with these new roads. They sometimes took unexpected turns for him too. He sometimes felt lonely. His family wasn't perfect. His friends turned their backs on him. At times, he felt overwhelmed. He didn't fix everyone's struggles but met them on the road and walked with them a while. He gets our journey, everything about it. And what's more, this vulnerability was all by choice. Intentional, the road Jesus walked was as real as ours. He joins us on that unexplored path. He shows us we're not alone. He relates to us in all our pain, broken by the same things that shatter us. Then, at the perfect moment, he stepped out of the crowd, dropped the cloak, and revealed the truth. And the best way to discover his actual purpose, regardless of the centuries between us, is to look at his life. Sure, plenty of books have been written about what he taught, but let's look at his private side, the side you see when you walk with someone side by side down a new road. Sometimes the best thing that happens when you wander unexplored, unexpected paths are these new friends you make along the way. Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 14 verses 1 through 11. It was now 2 days before Passover and the festival of unleavened bread. The leading priests and the teachers of religious law were still looking for an opportunity to capture Jesus secretly and kill him. But not during the Passover celebration, they agreed, or the people may riot. Meanwhile, Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon, a man who had previously had leprosy. While he was eating, a woman came in with a beautiful alabaster jar of expensive perfume made from essence of nard. She broke open the jar and poured the perfume over his head. Some of those at the table were indignant. Why waste such expensive perfume, they asked. It could have been sold for a year's wages and the money given to the poor. So they scolded her harshly. But Jesus replied, "Leave her alone. Why criticize her for doing such a good thing to me? You will always have the poor among you, and you can help them whenever you want. But you will not always have me. She has done what she could and has anointed my body for burial ahead of time. I tell you the truth, wherever the good news is preached throughout the world, this woman's deed will be remembered and discussed." Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 disciples, went to the leading priests to arrange to betray Jesus to them. They were delighted when they heard why he had come, and they promised to give him money. So he began looking for an opportunity to betray Jesus. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 11 through 21. Because we understand our fearful responsibility to the Lord, we work hard to persuade others. God knows we are sincere, and I hope you know this too. Are we commending ourselves to you again? No, we are giving you a reason to be proud of us, so you can answer those who brag about having a spectacular ministry rather than having a sincere heart. If it seems we are crazy, it is to bring glory to God. And if we are in our right minds, it is for your benefit. Either way, Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. He died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, "Come back to God." For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.